Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a magnificent Monday today as we are getting ready to go into the new year. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm blessed. I got a scripture I want to start out with, but I also want you guys to realize, I've talked to you before about synchronicity, about our frequency, our energy field, our DNA lining up with God's frequency, about how in the heavens we'll be singing his praises. And I want to give you a couple of verses on that real quick, because I'm going to tie it back together with physics, because one of the most noted physicists in the world has now come into agreement with what I've taught you about interdimensional activities and the sound of music and frequency. I'm going to play a quote from him on the air today. So this is going to be exciting for the first few minutes. I want you to listen to this. Revelation 19, 5 through 7. Then I heard something like the sound, the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. And a voice came from the throne saying, 'Give praise to God, all you his bondservants, you who fear him, the small and the great.'" Revelation 19, 5 through 7. Now, it also has a whole bunch of verses in the Bible, and you can look these up, about what it says about singing new songs. Psalms: "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things." Psalm 98:1. "He put a song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God." Psalm 43. "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, sing unto the Lord all the earth, sing to the Lord, bless his name." Psalm 96:1-13. And you can look these up yourself, and there's a lot of songs about singing to the Lord. Now, here's what's really neat about this. I was doing my research today on senile dementia and Alzheimer's disease, and they're now saying, Austin, that when people have Alzheimer's disease and advanced senile dementia, when you start playing songs to them, songs that I guess I believe they're in synchronicity with the God Almighty himself, that they calm down, they start having better memories, and they start having better feelings. In fact, the study finds memories of music cannot be lost to Alzheimer's or to dementia. What an incredible study that is. Now, why am I saying that? Because here's what happens. We're like we live in an interdimensional universe. Some say there's 11 dimensions. Some say there's 13 dimensions. But we know that we're in the bottom three. Depth, width, and height is our dimensions. Fourth is time, space. Fifth is the Higgs fields in the quantum wormholes. And what's interesting about that, after that, we have the second heaven that Paul talked about, all the way up to the 13th dimension, or as some physicists say, the 11th dimension. And what they're saying is that the entire universe is a group of strings. This is what's called string theory, playing a melody before the Lord. Now, this is going to get really pretty, guys. This is going to get really neat for you. Because remember, your body has a specific frequency or a physical harmonics that's designed by God Almighty through your DNA, which is interdimensional, to have an interdimensional interface with God, with the music that's being played in heaven, the sound of the heavenly music from the heavenly throne. And we're all supposed to be in this synchronicity with the Lord. We know that we're going to be in heaven. We're going to be singing for a long, long time in harmonics with God Almighty. And it'll be like it's a second for us when we're in full harmonics with the creator of the universe. Because what's really neat about this, Austin, is when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, through the Holy Spirit, we're put into that 13th dimension, some say the 11th dimension, and we become part of God. And he shares with us a tiny, tiny percentage of his omnipotence, his omniscience, and his omnipresence. This is why you're always, when you become a Christian, you get these insights. Well, I shouldn't do this, or I shouldn't do that, or maybe I need to walk in love about this. And God will check you on something like, maybe you don't need to do it that way. Just today, I had somebody say something about me online, which happens on a regular basis, both good and negative. And I knew this person. And I basically said, "We got to fix this." And the person came back with insults. And I just ignored him. And I said, you know, throwing insults right now is not going to make any difference. This has got to be fixed. You've got to retract all this stuff. And we're going to have to make changes on this. And he finally said, okay. Now, I could have responded to him in like kind, and I could have been negative and ornery towards him, but it doesn't do any good. The Bible tells us we're supposed to walk in love. And what that means is the frequency that we have towards other people need to be It needs to be in harmonics with God. It needs to be synchronized to the Holy Spirit. When you come into the Holy Spirit, when he comes into you, he infills you like a beautiful song, and he allows you to continue to grow and to develop as a Christian, and he allows you immediately upon your death to go to be with God in heaven because you're already connected there. So it's really, really neat. But I want to play this for you. Now, this is a top physicist. Now, I want you to listen to it very, very closely. This is one of the top physicists in the world. In fact, a lot of people say he is number one in the world. His name is Michio Kaku. He's a Japanese guy, and he's basically saying that God is a mathematician, starts talking about string theory and the multiple universes. Listen to what he says. I want you guys to listen very, very closely. Go ahead and play this clip, Todd.
And so the goal of physics, we believe, is to find an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, which will allow us to unify all the forces of nature and allow us to read the mind of God. And what is the key to that 1-inch equation? Supersymmetry. A symmetry that comes out of physics, not mathematics, and has shocked the world of mathematics. But you see, all this is pure mathematics. And so the final resolution could be that God is a mathematician. And when you read the mind of God, we actually have a candidate for the mind of God. The mind of God, we believe, is cosmic music, the music of strings resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace. That is the mind of God.
How cool is that, Austin? That's the top physicist in the world talking about God, talking about multiple dimensions, talking about hyperspace, and talking about the music of strings that throughout the universe in which we all have to be in harmonics with God. They're finally starting to understand what God's been trying to tell us the whole time. God is the ultimate physicist. He is the ultimate mathematician. He is God. He's balanced in every part of his nature. And now we have science that was once so anti-God and anti-everything that came to space and cosmos being created by God, are saying that God created us, that we have the mind of God through this cosmic intervention, through these multiple dimensions, and all of these things now are coming to pass. See, physics and physicists used to always be all about the cosmos and God. They used to talk about this all of the time. In fact, they used to get into some really weird stuff, like Isaac Newton, who was a Kabbalist. Basically, he was a Luciferian. He was a satanic guy. But he used to be involved with all of this stuff, trying to figure this stuff out from a Luciferian standpoint. That's Sir Isaac Newton, by the way. If you look at his papers that were auctioned off about 100 years after his death, you'll be shocked at what this guy actually believed. But the reality is this. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, these guys don't have this yet, and they understand who we are and how we become part with God, through God, for God, through the blood of the Lamb, it changes everything, Austin. And I wanted to start the show off today with a message of hope. We've just come through a very tumultuous 2018. A lot of things have happened, both good and bad. A lot more bad than good, especially with the transgender movement and all of this trying to change children and the boys and the girls when they're not. So what we have to understand is they're going to continue to attack us and continue at all fronts. But we've just got to continue allowing ourselves to be filled with the Holy Spirit and staying one with God Almighty. What do you think, Oz?
That's excellent info, man. And it's great, great info for everybody starting the new year. There is a lot of stuff that's happened this year, and I'm pretty confident to say there's going to be a lot of wild stuff that happens in 2019. We're definitely in a fight right now. Every single day, whether it's in a spiritual battle or whether it's in a physical battle, we're in a fight every single day, especially if you're a Christian right now. And the thing we have to continue to do is not capitulate and not submit to this new agenda that they're trying to force on everybody. Because remember, you have to accept this if they want to continue pushing it. You have to accept it. If you don't accept it, they can only push the limit. They can only take the envelope so far before we say, this is not working for me. This is not going to happen anymore. Not today. Like in Tombstone, when they get done with that OK Corral shootout. It's a great movie. I love that movie. Kurt Russell and Val Kilmer. And he goes, I don't think I'm going to let you arrest us today, Sheriff. And then they walk off. And that's just one of those things. We have to get to a point where we're not going to allow them to come in and continually shove this stuff in our face, and we just sit back and say, okay, we'll just accept it. Perfect example, what I told you guys, I was so disappointed on how large of a showing and viewing the newer Beauty and the Beast did in 2018 this year, with all their satanic imagery in it, with their homosexual scenes in it, with their weird, perverted, underlying bestiality scenarios and multiple scenes in that movie that nobody bothered to even pay attention, and they took almost everyone. I talked to so many people. I mean, it did, what, $300-something million in the box office the first couple weeks? I mean, it was insane how big it grossed at the box office. Everybody took their families to it and paid for it. Those are things that we can't continue to submit to and say, hey, I'm going to give my money to this. I'm going to support this. Because whenever you do that, you show that satanic globalist New World Order agenda that you're supporting what they're doing. Not only are you okay with it, not only are you voluntarily watching it, you're paying your money to go and be allowed to see it. It doesn't take any more submission than that to show them you're completely okay with it. And those are the things we have to continue to look at and understand what's going on. You know, I talked to you guys about the stuff that we've seen going on with this whole transgender, same thing with Dad. I saw an article earlier today that he sent me, and I mean, we're seeing now that the pedophile agenda is being slid through with this transgender agenda, which is exactly what I warned everybody about. There's a lot of individuals now that are saying that pedophiles should be part of the LGBT community. They're trying to relate them as what is called as MAPS, meaning minor attracted persons, I kid you not, and having their own flag, according to what they're referring to it as. The blanket term MAP includes infants, prepubescent children, pubescent children, and postpubescent children. MAP also refers to themselves as NOMAPS, or non-offending minor attracted persons. These pedophiles is what they are, seeking to be a part of basically the gay community, even going as far to make their own flag. From our educational system to our establishment liberal media, the gay community and transgender community is being shoved down the throats of the Americans on a daily basis, yet the LGBT community makes up less than 5% of the population. 5%, which ironically enough, from 2016, that number was only 0.6 of the population just 2 years ago, guys. If that doesn't show you we're starting to accept it, and we're starting to promote it, and we're starting to normalize it, I don't know what does. I'm going to repeat that again. In 2016, the entire LGBT community made up 0.6% of the population in the United States. It now makes up right under less than 5% of the population. It's like 4.9% of the population, which means on a graph, it has been growing exponentially in the last 2 years. And if we continue to sit back and just say, oh, it's okay, we need to let them keep doing what they're doing, just keep putting what they want on television, keep forcing us to be politically correct, and we'll call them what they want. You know, we'll make sure we don't offend them. If he wants to be called a she and vice versa, we'll just do that for them. We don't want any trouble with it. We are literally going to allow our entire country's base to erode and dissolve in the pit of hell, in my opinion, because once they can confuse this younger generation, this Generation Z, and what's going to be coming back underneath it, that basically there is no male, there is no female, you can be this made-up gender-fluid unicorn any time of the morning, whenever you wake up, whatever you want to be, you can be some weirdo, then it doesn't take much more work to normalize pedophilia and say, hey, it doesn't matter. You know, it's okay. I'm not a 40-year-old man. I'm not a 30-year-old man. I identify as a 12-year-old girl, so it's perfectly okay for us to hang out and us to do things like this, little child. We can do things like this, and it's okay. It's not bad. That's exactly what they're trying to do to normalize this sick, perverted, sadistic behavior and make everybody in the United States think it's okay because of political correctness. And it is simply not, Dad.
You know, Austin, this is basically teachings of the damned. And yes, yeah. I did say that. I mean, I'm talking like damned going to hell, damned. And that's what they are. This is the Seventh-day Kabbalah's teaching. It's worked its way now all the way through into our basically schools in the United States. Wisconsin has a Christian newsletter they come out with. And they were saying in this newsletter this week, when are Christians going to care about this? I'm wondering today how much more of this LGBT nonsense we're going to tolerate before church people, pastors, and church leaders will finally speak up about this demonic and deadly deception that is raping the minds and hearts and stealing the souls of our young people. I mean, think about this for a second. If it went from 0.6 to 5%, that's like a tenfold increase. It's like a 1,000% growth. I mean, those are huge numbers. I mean, that's exponential. And it goes, sadly, many pastors and churchgoers are not even aware of the extent of what's really going on in this country. And why are they not aware? Because the pulpits refuse to tell you the truth. Here's what he says in the article. Let me make it very easy for you. If your church has any fellowship with the World Council of Churches, the Wisconsin Council of Churches, or the Council of Churches in your state, you can be certain that your church is one of the apostate synagogues of Satan that is leading people straight to hell under the guise of being loving, inclusive, and tolerant. Sorry to be blunt, but that's the plain and simple truth. This Council of Churches not only serves as a willing accomplice to the LGBT militant agenda, they also embrace Eastern mysticism and all forms of paganism, and they welcome Muslims with open arms and even as guest speakers to teach their congregation, because they claim we all worship one God, the same God. We do not. There is one God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and these people worship none of them. They worship Lucifer as they join him in masquerading as angels of light. The Lutheran church pastor is one of the apostate Lutheran church groups, basically now is covered in tattoos, and she's the cussing preacher, and she basically came out on another article. I will not give you her name because she nauseates me to the point of that, and she basically says that women and men need to be looking at pornography together. There's nothing wrong with porno stuff, and basically there's nothing wrong with, with lesbians and homos and everything else, and she's preaching it from the pulpit. I mean, I don't know where this is all coming from. It comes back to what I told you last week about Galatians, about preaching a different gospel. Now, there's a woman, there's also another Christian singer. Her name is Lauren Deagle, and basically she's never heard her music, but she says that she doesn't even know about homosexuality, and you need to figure it out for yourself by looking to the Bible. Well, I mean, all of this stuff is unnatural, twisted, and it's perverted, all of it. In Texas, a six-year-old boy is being forced to transition to a girl by his, I believe, militant feminist lesbian mother. While at his mother's house, he must dress up as a girl. He's being forced to do this and is called by a female name, and he's taken to a psychiatrist who specializes in gender dysphoria. Soon he'll be forced to take female hormones at the age of 6. But the boy doesn't want to be a girl. When at his father's house, he willingly dresses as a boy, acts as a boy, and goes by his given name. But now the father is being sued for child abuse. How much more outrageous can we get in this world? Guys, this is exactly what's going on with the Sabbatean Kabbalists taking everything that God created to be received with thanksgiving and blowing it apart and destroying it. Now, one thing that's adding to this, and boy, I hate doing this, but I got to do it again. We've got a real problem with this QAnon phenomenon, and we have people out there that are completely and totally blinded to what's going on, and they get absolutely just angry beyond belief if you don't tell them what they want to hear about this. Now, I had another lady contact me. I sent this out this week. I mean, actually sent out to my listeners today who are also on my list. And basically, you know, what in the world is going on with the people who believe in Q? Well, some of the people who believe in Q absolutely have no interest whatsoever in listening to any other theory other than that everything's happy, and you basically are not going to ever have a problem. And quite frankly, that's not reality. It doesn't work that way. Now, I'm going to respond to you. I'm going to read you a letter I wrote to one of these people this morning, a lady by the name of Susan. I've changed that name, by the way, because there's no reason to bring up her name. But she was basically talking to me the other day, and I sent her a thing on President Trump is not going to make America great again. Now, why was this article written? It's being written because people need to realize that Donald Trump is not our Messiah. Our Messiah has already come. We already have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And she says, when she reads the article, she says, I won't take this, have a fatalistic view of this, because it's negative energy. It's a gloom construct. Okay. And then she goes on, we are what we think and we create what we think. And there is some truth to that. I have to admit that. The Trump supporters and the patriots will never give into this defeatist attitude. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to give into the defeatist attitude. I believe the Trump movement is going to continue after Trump leaves office. She goes on to say, no matter what anti-negative Q material you send me, it cannot erase what I and the others know. Nothing will stop what's coming. I will never give up the fight against the cabal. And I said, I will never give up, stop fighting either, because if you give up, you lose. And then she got, then she pulled the big guns out. She said, then why are you immersing yourself in negative perceptions of the battle? We are winning this fight. Let me explain something to everybody listening real quick as I break off this letter. This is a war we are in. We are at a point where we are fighting multiple battles on multiple fronts. We are winning some battles, we're losing some battles. But the Bible says in the end what's going to happen in the book of Revelation. We can't change scripture. The word cannot be broken. The book of Revelation is going to open its seals, and this demonic creature out of hell is going to be basically cut by the holy in the Holy of Holies and be ordained and christened God of this world, which is going to happen before Jesus Christ comes back. And these guys are all believing we're going to get raptured out before all hell breaks loose on the planet. So we're not going to change scripture. Now what we can do is we can ask God for a reprieve for another 50, another 100, another 200 years. We can ask for that, which we can do with what we're doing right now on this radio talk show. But scripture cannot be broken. In other words, we may win a battle, but the long-term war, God's going to win it. That's a fact with what happens in the book of Revelation with Satan is cast into the pit. But there are a lot of things that are going to happen before then. And then she goes on, there are many forces out there to set up to destroy with a plan and drag down the soldiers. Therefore, these forces are subtle and call themselves patriots. Now, everybody now who basically is saying that Q doesn't exist is basically a force of evil. That's what she's saying. She says, Jesus battled them all and called them out for their lack of faith and vision. Well, he called out the Sabbatean, woe and the Sabbatean cabals. It was the synagogue of Satan is what he did in the temple. Trump, like many warriors God chose to do battle, is not a perfect man, but he is a perfect warrior for this end times battle revealed the dark forces. I will not read anything from naysayers and armchair warriors and the disinformation shills. Q is real. The plan is as powerful as we put our hearts and minds into. And if God chose Donald Trump to take on this fight, for one, I will not disrespect or drag down the man whom God has chosen to stand in the gap. Now, I agree with that. We need to continue to support him to the best of our abilities. When he does something right, we need to call it out. But when he capitulates to this new world order, we need to call him out for that too. I've got to say that. Now, here's what I responded back to her on that letter. Susan, I'm also on God's side. But remember, I've got to do both sides to remain neutral for my show. But God's side is not the only side we're talking about. There's a huge fight in the deep state, a fight for our very souls. My challenge is to sort it all out. I have told you repeatedly, I hope you're right. Remember, I'm the one who taught you not to speak the C word. So I totally get what you're saying. Trump is a deeply compromised man who did whatever he felt like his entire life, including sex with porn stars. He was also good friends with Epstein, who provided young girls to the perverts. All of his sin in his past has come back to haunt him, except the Russian collusion. That is all fictional. It's what Otto Kahn said, that the bankers control both sides of the narrative to obtain the desired outcome. The bankers not only referring to the Rothschilds, but also to the satanic cabalists, Luciferians, hardcore leftists, communists, druids, Baal and Moloch worshippers, the Bohemian Grove crowd, the Council 300, the Black Nobility, the hierarchy of the Catholic Church, the Bank of England, the Crown, the Sabbatean Cabalist, the Synagogue of Satan, the Masonic groups. All of these groups control the world via the monetary system and the USA. They simply are seeking a new world order, a planet underneath the rule of Lucifer. That's what I'm telling you right now. Using him for their one world religion. They are also planning on doing this by rebuilding the temple and spilling his blood in the Holy of Holies. They're also setting up a worldwide control grid via 5G, which is the Internet of Things, using piezoelectric crystals, also known as smart dust, to track all of us. This technology is off-world. Then to top it all off, we've got fluoride, vaccines, the petrochemical pharmaceutical industry that is being used to poison us and dumb us down. Let us not forget mainstream media in Hollywood that is attempting to control our every thought as it was in the days of Noah. All of this technology is being developed to create their satanic utopia in which every thought is evil all the time. This negative energy apparently provides them the most nourishment as Satan runs around as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. So yes, Susan, I hope you're right. I hope that the movement that Trump started can at least wake up the planet to this coming cataclysm and hopefully slow this down. Remember, the book of Revelation says it's going to happen. If we could slow it down for a few hundred years, that would be great. If the Almighty will grant us a reprieve so more can be saved. But if anything, it'll be the movement spurred by Christians, not Trump, that will accomplish this goal under the guise and under the help of the Most High God. At least there are enough people awake due to all the alt media, which is the new Gutenberg Press, to warn the world. Remember, all of this is being done to destroy Christianity, primarily the white, straight Christians. I'm going to repeat that. White, straight Christians. That means we're not gay, we're heterosexuals. The evil group has an atavistic hatred of Christianity. They decided that Christianity has been their major obstacle long ago. They hate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They hate the fact that God sent us Jesus to save us from their obscene vision of the future. They hate the fact that through physics, scalar waves, and most importantly, the blood of the Lamb, they have lost this war for eternity. But the battles continue to rage, so we must be on the guard and remain diligent. We must be about our Father's business and telling the world what is really happening so that more will be saved. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. That was my response letter to her. Now, here's why I want to say this to you guys. I understand what's going on. I understand how the world is. I got that. The problem is, I believe that God Almighty is in charge. I believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But guys, sitting around and watching a 6-year-old child be subjected to hormone treatments by a lesbian mother who's a militant lesbian, in my opinion, to force this child to do this, to transition into a woman because she's such a man-hater, is not okay. And the churches and the pulpits, they've all got their little lacy underwear on. They're a bunch of little candy boys, I could use another word. And they refuse to tell the truth of what's really happening in our churches. Why? Years ago, I spoke in a mega church. And I slammed the gays right from the pulpit. Right from the pulpit. I said, this is not of God. Sodomites are not of God. It talks about in Leviticus. It talks about in Deuteronomy. It talks about in the New Testament of the book of Romans. And I said, we cannot live these types of lifestyles and consider ourselves to be Christian. The pastor's looking at me about to have a conniption fit. Could not believe that I just said this in front of thousands and thousands of people. And I did. And of course, I was never asked to speak there again. And it's been 10 years now. I have not been asked to come back. And I was there speaking all of the time. Why is that? Because you can't tell the truth to a church who is telling the people that they can do anything they want to do as long as they give that church money and they'll be blessed. Guys, I'm telling you as straight as I possibly can right now. You're not going to get 10, 15, 20, 30, 40,000 people in a congregation sitting there listening to a pastor who is hammering a bunch of them in the doggone congregation because of their lifestyle choices. But the thing about it is this. If the pastor doesn't tell them, and they don't read the Word, and they don't listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit, who's supposed to tell them? Now, let me say one more thing. It says that these people who live this way cannot see the kingdom of God. They've got to repent. They've got to stop doing this. They've got to become a true Christian. So if these people end up in hell, because that pastor wanted his jet and wanted his mansions and wanted his extremely incredible lifestyle, who in the world's to blame there? He's the watchman on the wall. The enemies are coming in. They're climbing the walls, and he's sleeping saying, well, we can't say anything about the enemies because we have to be inclusive in our beliefs, and we have to believe these enemies aren't going to come do anything bad. Guys, let me tell you this. These militant homosexual feminists and lesbians are the enemies of the Church of God. They're the enemies of Jesus Christ. They're your enemies if you're a Christian and you're a born-again child of God. And these guys have got their battle gear on, and they're ready to fight us like they did that guy in Colorado. Didn't want to bake a wedding cake for a bunch of gays. Now, basically, they want to do a bunch of other stuff for him. Now, they're suing him again. Why? Because they're not going to stop. This is why they've had 1,000% growth in their following now in the last few years. Why? Because they're confusing the hearts and the minds of the people in the United States into believing that their perversion is okay. It's not okay. It'll never be okay on this show. If you are listening to a talk show, an alternative media, and they are not telling you what I just told you, I could only say to you, don't listen to that show anymore. Don't listen to it. Now, I will say one other thing about this. If a person's gay and they're doing and leaving everybody alone, I'm diametrically opposed to that lifestyle choice. I want them to become saved as a Christian, but I'm not going to attack them. I'm not going to say anything to them. For years, Tom Cruise has been accused of being gay. One of the best Hollywood movie stars and actors and stuntmen I've ever known, or ever seen, or ever heard of. I had multiple sources tell me who knew him that he was gay. I don't know if he's gay or not. He lives a life that's private. He lives a life that basically doesn't flaunt any of these weird behaviors. So that's between him and God. I hope he gets saved. Hope he gets out of the Church of Scientology. Hope all of those things for him. But nobody has to flaunt their sexuality in front of other people and try to force us to accept it. It's just as bad when a heterosexual couple gets in public and starts making out in a restaurant in front of your children and almost want to have sex in the doggone restaurant in a booth in front of everybody in the restaurant. That's not okay either. I don't like any of that either. Guys, there are places for these things to do in the privacy of your own home if you're a heterosexual. I don't think there's any place to do any of this stuff if you're not a heterosexual, if you're a homosexual. I disagree with the lifestyle, but I will ignore the lifestyle if they don't try to force it on me and on my children. But to intentionally force a six-year-old child to take female hormones, to take that little boy and turn him into a little girl, to me is an abomination, and I'm doing everything I can not to jump up and down and run all over right now my office and start yelling and screaming. It nauseates me, and I hate this type of behavior, and this is what they're trying to force every one of us to do. This is what Hillary Clinton wanted. This is what Jeffrey Epstein did. They all want to have sex with these young boys and these young girls because they're a bunch of damned, and I'm talking about salvation now, damned perverts, and they want us to accept their damned perverted lifestyle, and I hate it. And guys, it better affect you that strongly and realize that we are now drawing a line in the sand as Christians, and they're doing everything they can to get rid of white, straight Christians. It's an all-out attack, and we have to see who and what our enemy is. Austin, what do you think?
Well said, man. There's no question about it. And to tie back into quick comment of what your individual was talking about that you were going back and forth with on the QAnon thing, the aspect of what a lot of patriots that are following Q so heavily are failing to realize is if we have something that's going on, we have to look at it from a realist standpoint. If you're stamping back and you're saying, well, all these things are going on right now, and I know them to be factual, and I know that John McCain and George Bush Sr. were killed by lethal injection because of their, you know, their engagement in 9/11 and all this stuff, which I have not been able to verify that with one single person, even multiple people I know that are very high up. I think that's a load of garbage. I wish it was factual, but I don't think it's factual at all. Or the 60,000 plus indictments they keep throwing out there, that number that continues to grow. Here's the aspect. If you see something going on, if you're watching a battle, if you're a general and you're watching a front move together and you're watching a battle and your army starts getting their butt handed to them and you see all types of horrible tactics being used on your end and they just keep getting whooped, do you stand there and continue to say, well, they're doing really good, we're just going to stay positive about it, we're just going to hope they really do good? No, they're still getting pushed back. Man, those are horrible tactics. I wish they wouldn't. Well, we'll they're going to do good, they're going to do better, they're going to push back, all this stuff's going to happen here in a minute, and eventually you have no army left to command because everybody's dead. The other scenario you do is when you see something happening and they're getting overwhelmed and the tactics are not being done properly, you provide cover and you have your entire army pull back and you reassess the threat, you rethink your strategy, and you reattack them from another link or another position. You don't sit there and continue to say, oh, they're doing really good, everything's really going right now. I mean, we're doing really bad, but I mean, you know, we're really good. You have to look at it from a reality standpoint, and that's the issue that I have right now with all these people that are so wrapped up on Q. There may be things going on behind the scenes. I truly believe there are. I know there's a huge fight going on with the deep state. But to sit in flim-flam fairy tale land and pretend that we have 60,000 indictments on the books, which cannot even physically happen with the federal judges we have in place right now, as far as actually pushing those through and getting people fully arrested and going through the entire court process. I've already said this before. If you talk to any judge, you talk to any federal attorney, and you ask them how long it takes when you start indicting high-end people, especially in the Senate and Congress and the CIA, you understand what's going to happen? It's going to go into a gridlock. Everybody lawyers up. Nobody says a word. You get the best multi-million-dollar attorneys on the planet, and everything's a standstill for years on end. Most federal cases like that with high-end individuals drag out for years for one person. You will say we're going to add 60,000 indictments that we're going to unseal that have been sealed for, what, a year and a half now, which is physically impossible, in my opinion, from a federal standpoint, and we're going to unload them all in the federal court, and all of a sudden all these people are going to go to jail. It's not going to happen. It's not physically possible. So for people to attack me and say, hey, you're basically not being Christian, you're basically being working for the devil, you're basically not being a patriot. No, I'm being a realist because I
know certain things happen. There are certain things you could do and certain things you physically can't do and certain things that are not going to happen. Now, of course, you have the hand of Almighty God that can step in. But quite frankly, guys, this country has left the presence of God a long time ago. We have a lot of Christians here that I think is the only reason that this country is still being even remotely protected by God Almighty. But when you start seeing what's going on across the country, you start seeing what's going on across the world, it's pretty disturbing to see a lot of this stuff. So whenever we start seeing things go on, we have to look at them from a realistic standpoint. Yes, we have to be positive. Yes, we have to trust in God. Yes, we have to continue to keep the faith. But we also have to be real about what's going on. For example, Breitbart just released a story today. Abortion now is the number one cause of death worldwide in 2018. More than 41 million children were killed this year alone. By contrast, 82 million people died from cancer this year, 5 million people died from smoking, and 1.7 million died from HIV. There are more deaths from abortion in 2018 than all deaths from cancer, malaria, HIV, smoking, alcohol, guns, and every traffic-related accident combined. That should put things in perspective real quick, guys. Not cancer, not vehicle accidents, not shootings, abortions, the willing killing of our innocent children that are in the mother's womb and they don't even have a fighting chance to defend themselves. That is the number one cause of death in the world now, is abortion. That right there should paint a reality check for a whole lot of people right now that want to pretend that we can live in this little fairy tale land and nothing bad's going to happen. 41 million abortions this year alone in the world. That should be a reality check to everybody, Deb.
You know, Austin, it's sad to me because Christians don't want to think about the abortion either. It's too negative.
No.
You know,
yep.
We can't talk about it from the pulpit. You can't talk about gays. You can't talk about living together, not being married. Now, I'm going to stop here for 1 second. I'm going to say one thing about that. Here's how I believe about that. This is my own little world here, so you want to send me letters, go ahead, but this is what I believe. I believe that the marriage is ordained through the church and through God Almighty himself, not through the state. Now, you know where this is going. Everybody knows where this is going. So to me, for a person to get married, to be signed up via the state for taxations and all the other stuff and representation for their estates, I don't think it's necessary. I'm just telling you how I feel. I believe that you go before a church person, a clergy member, commit yourself to God, get married in front of them, record it in your Bible like they used to do hundreds of years ago without having to get the state involved.
Yep.
And as far as I'm concerned, you're married. Now, because I know what happens. A lot of people get older. They have pensions coming in from their ex-wives or ex-husbands that have died because they're part of that still. And if they get married, they lose all that. And then they can't pay their bills. And to me, there are certain exceptions to this rule of having to go through the state and ruin your lives to get married. Now, here's the problem with that. A lot of pastors and priests, unless you have a marriage license from the state, won't marry you. So to me, if a layperson married you in those instances, it'd be fine. They say, well, I can't believe you said that, Ted. Hey, guys, I'm real with you guys. I mean, I'm just telling you the truth. If you love somebody and you're living with them, and there's reasons you can't, quote unquote, get licensed through the state, otherwise you start getting yourself into a lot of trouble financially, I think God gives you some lenience on that personally, because he is God, and quite frankly, and he knows your heart, and if you're willing to marry this person before God, I believe that's all right. But that's not preached in the pulpits, Austin. That's not preached in the pulpits. They ignore it. They ignore all of it. They ignore the gays. They ignore this. They ignore all of it. Why? Because it doesn't fill the pews. Guys, I want to thank you, by the way. Our show has gotten huge. It's getting bigger all the time. Bigger. The numbers are way up from last year. And it's because of you. It's because of all of you. Because I think we finally hit a chord, harmonics, Austin. We've become synchronistic with our listeners because they finally realize that, hey, we're out there telling the truth. We're putting ourselves out on this line and we're telling you guys, hey, this is what the Word of God says. This is how you become a Christian. Here's the sinner's prayer. Let's pray it together on the show. I mean, guys, we don't play this game. Now, I know some of you don't agree with everything I say, and that's okay. It doesn't matter. I had another friend of mine today who was arguing with me about something. I said, look, dude, I said, we agree on 95%. Let's leave it at that. We don't have to agree on the other 5%. It doesn't make any difference. I said, we get an A. Let's not ruin a relationship that's already an A because we disagree on a couple of issues that you think are important, that I think are important, that the Bible's clear on, but you don't want to see it. You know, I say, when we talk about the synagogue of Satan, we're talking about the synagogue of Satan. We can't pretend like it doesn't say that. So all of these different things are out there for all of us to work together. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want you to know that I love you guys. I got to pray for you again today. And I mean that. I mean, you know me. If I forget, I'll say I forgot. I'll pray for you later on today. I prayed for you this morning. Sharon prayed for you guys this morning. And I want you to know that I want you guys to have the most blessed 2019 that you've ever had in all of your areas of your life. I want you blessed financially, physically, spiritually, every part of your life, with your families, with your relationships, in your love life. I want you to be blessed so that you go, wow, 2019 is the best year I've ever had in my whole life. That's what I want for you guys this coming year. I want only God's best for you. But here's the thing. David Knight just had a massive heart attack. He's in surgery today. I hope he makes it, gets through this all right. He's a reporter on InfoWars. I think he's the best reporter on InfoWars. But here's the thing. David Knight wasn't taking care of himself, working long hours, got too stressed out, was overweight. You can see it, and he got worse and worse and worse. Massive heart attack. Guys, here's the thing. If you're 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 200 pounds overweight, and you feel absolutely awful, when do you want to start not feeling like that anymore? When do you say, you know, genug, the German word for enough, genug ist genug, enough is enough. I don't want to do this anymore. When are you going to say, I'm tired of bending over and not be able to catch my breath when I try to tie my shoes? That's not okay. I mean, it's putting too much pressure on your liver, on your heart, on your diaphragm, and everything else because of internal body fat. Guys, when are you going to say, I want to do all things through Christ who strengthens me, including my diet, my health, my supplements, my, you know, not eating glyphosate, not eating high fructose corn syrup? We're a balanced three-dimensional being, body, soul, and spirit. We got to take care of all of it. We got to take care of our body. We got to take care of our soul. We got to take care of our spirit. We got to take care of our consciousness as far as our mind, is ability to work. I mean, here we have these people earlier on the show I was talking about. They have senile dementia and Alzheimer's disease, but they still hear the music. Why do they hear the music? Because the music is an interdimensional interface through our DNA. Our DNA is a Tesla coil. Whoa, you heard me say it. You heard me say it before. I'm saying it again. It's a spiral. It's a Tesla coil into an interdimensional interface with God Almighty Himself, who basically has got harmonics going throughout the entire universe, basically the music of the cosmos, which resonates with us through the Holy Spirit when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Guys, it's what we have to do as Christians. We've got to be committed to Christ in our life. We can't say, oh, we have Spirit, or oh, we have this, or oh, we have the Christ conscious. No, 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 no. This is accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I was talking to Steve Quayle this weekend. Austin, Steve goes, a lot of times I can't talk to people because I'm too bold for them because I talk about Jesus. And I said, Steve, you're not too bold for me, but I love it. Guys, I love it when you guys send me the letters and you've been blessed by the shows that we do. But guys, we are an antenna. And the Raiders of the Lost Ark, they used to say that, you know, the Ark of the Covenant is an antenna to God. We ourselves are personally an antenna, a sending receiving unit to God Almighty Himself. And the doggone globalist Luciferians hate that. That's why they're trying to change our DNA and change us and destroy our immune system, because they don't want us to be the, have the ability to send from God Almighty, especially when we get filled with the Holy Spirit. Then it's unbelievable what God will do for you. So guys, a little bit of preaching here today. I thought I'd mention a little bit of that. By the way, a silent epidemic of liver disease is affecting millions of Americans. Of obesity and type 2 diabetes continuing to soar, liver disease has been largely ignored by the mainstream media. Unfortunately, because symptoms of liver disease in the early stages can be so mild or unnoticeable, many people don't even realize they have it. But keep in mind, about 20% of the time, liver disease progresses to a more serious condition known as non-alcoholic liver disease, which can cause liver scarring, liver failure, and liver cancer. A lot of this is being caused by high fructose corn syrup and glyphosate. You've got to understand that we've got a really good liver support that works amazing. In fact, it's so funny, being 63 now, every once in a while I start getting spots on the back of my hands, which is almost invariably a selenium deficiency. And I've got to be real careful how much selenium I put in the products. I have it in the liver support. So I start taking the liver support, and also these spots just disappear within a couple of days off the back of my hands. It's so important that we understand that we've got to take care of ourselves. Turmeric does the same thing. It's very important for the liver. Glutathione, very, very important for the liver. All these things, N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C, alpha-lipoic acid, all these things are available at Health Masters. Organic diets, no glyphosate, all of the stuff, the supplement liver support. But guys, we've got to get off the high fructose corn syrup and the doggone Roundup. That's what it's called. That's the real name. It's not glyphosate. It's called Roundup. It's a weed killer. It's glyphosate's the chemical name for it. But what it does, it basically destroys your ability in your gut and your intestinal tract to absorb certain minerals and nutrients, which causes you to go into long-term degenerative disease like cancer. That's what it does. And so when you got to be careful. You know, many of you have asked us. You know, we had our crystallized organic beet juice powder. Our manufacturer quit making it, went out of business. And we're like, what the heck? And now we're trying to find just a source of organic crystallized beet juice powder. Can't find it. I will not give you guys a product that is almost 100% of all beet crops in the United States are sprayed with glyphosate before they're harvested. And that, those leaves just suck it up and put it right into the roots, and you're eating the roots, and you're juicing the roots, and you're pounding, you know, you're grinding up the roots. So no, if it's not an organic beet, you don't want to put it in your body. You don't need to get it near your body. They're so toxic. Stay away from them. But guys, the liver disease is a major, major problem, Austin. And if people don't realize, it can really, really cause them a lot of health problems. In addition, we've got out of 350 billion probiotics. And probiotics now have been shown repeatedly to boost the immune system, the total immune system in aggregate. In fact, here's one way probiotics can actually detoxify your body and boost your immune system. They get rid of bisphenol A, pesticides, heavy metals, cancerous food preservatives. They can get rid of amines and toxic foods. All of these things are being done through probiotics in your gut. Why? The probiotics in your gut are linked interdimensionally again to your brain. Your gut and your brain talk to each other. I know it sounds like that's kind of like a weird thing, but it's the truth. They actually communicate. And it's not just through nervous impulse. They actually communicate. Our entire cellular network is webbed together in an interdimensional interface. That's why they want to do the D-Wave computer, guys. Listen to me. That's why they want the D-Wave computer. Because the D-Wave computer is also an interdimensional interface in the Lucifer. So that way he can become omnipresent and he can control your thoughts and your actions and your body chemistry. That's why the 5G is so dangerous, because they're going to tie that directly into the D-Wave. So guys, really important. Make a goal this year to lose the weight, feel better, increase your energy, and stay away from Wi-Fi as much as you possibly can. What do you think, Austin?
Oh, that's very well said. And I mean, that is one of the reasons why we talk so much about the probiotic, because it's so important to keep that, because the issue we've run into is not only glyphosate, which pretty much wipes out all healthy gut microbe in the gut, also sucralose, which is an artificial sweetener, or Splenda is the other brand name of it, does that as well. They've talked numerous research studies they've done where one average dose of sucralose can wipe out anywhere from 70 to 80% of your healthy probiotic in your gut with one dose, because it turns into a free chlorine in your gut after it breaks down to hydrochloric acid in your stomach. This is something that you have to cut out of your diet, and that's why a lot of people have been asking me, you know, where can I start? And I always say the best place to start is a good place with like our ultimate multiple and our B complex, and work your way up, and we can go from there. And when it comes to food, the first thing is cut out the high fructose corn syrup, because it's all GMO, and start eating certified organic or at least certified non-GMO at the very least if you're really trying to keep it under budget. And then on top of that, stay away from the sucralose and aspartame, the artificial sweeteners. Stay away from the sodium nitrates and basically the processed meats, which in my opinion, you really don't need to be eating a lot of processed meats in general. The luncheon meats and the processed meats, the only ones I've ever been able to find that are halfway clean are boar's head, but they're still loaded with sodium. Pretty much all the other ones are just loaded with preservatives in them. You're much better off getting some organic chicken or some organic beef, prepping it, putting it in Tupperware, eating it as a meal. The luncheon meats just have a lot of sodium in them that really, if you start eating a lot of it, it's just not healthy, because you remember, it's not like our real salt that we have that is basically a pure ground salt from 5,000 feet out of the ground that's, you know, pink and gray and has all this different mineral spectrum in it. Most of the salt they use in luncheon meats is all just straight sodium chloride. There's nothing else in it. It's pure table salt, which is not healthy for the body, especially when you start eating in that dosages. And also, to the MSG. Keep MSG out of your body, or monosodium glutamate, as they like to process it now. It's a neurotoxin, but those are the main ones right there. MSG, sodium nitrite, the sucralose and aspartame, along with pretty much all the other artificial sweeteners, the high fructose corn syrup, and stick with organic, certified, non-GMO. Those are the main places that I tell people to start with right there. And right there alone, when people start doing that, when I start working with them, they start, in most cases, they start having huge results, especially if they add in the multiple powder and the cod and a few other base supplements like in our basic healthy lifestyle kit. But we have a new year coming up now, and I know a lot of people do all these resolutions every year and whatever. You know, you don't need to do a New Year's resolution. You need to do a lifestyle change that you continually keep up with. That's why I always tell people when they start going on fad diets, like the keto diet. The keto diet is incredibly effective if done properly for a short period of time, but the keto diet never was designed to go for a long period. When you start putting your body in ketosis like that for extended periods of time, it's not healthy, and you downregulate your metabolism. I get so many people that ask me this question all the time. A keto diet is basically similar to like a contest prep diet. You pretty much strip all the carbohydrates out of your diet, and you're eating primarily really, really healthy fats and clean meats. The problem is now they've completely and totally turned this diet into an abomination now. And I see people all the time, they'll get like a huge pepperoni cheese pizza, and they'll get it, they'll scrape all the cheese and pepperoni off of it onto a plate, throw away the bread, and they're like, oh, it's good, I'm on a keto diet, this is healthy, I can eat as much of this as I want. Really, guys? You're eating a half a pound of cheese and half a pound of luncheon meat pepperoni with MSG and sodium nitrite in it, and that's supposed to be your clean keto diet? Give me a break. That's not how the way it's supposed to be done. It's supposed to be a very clean, lean meat diet with avocado, with whole eggs, with ground beef, with broccoli, with vegetables for fiber. That's a true keto diet. They just rebranded it now to try to get more people onto it. So if you're doing something like that, yes, you can use it for a short period of time to bump your metabolism up, like if you're doing it for the new year. But as far as a long-term diet, no, you still need some type of carbohydrates in your system, but you need clean carbohydrates, whether it be brown rice, organic sweet potatoes, organic oatmeal. Those are things that you can eat in small quantities to get a sufficient amount of carbohydrates to keep your metabolism processing. So there's a lot of things. We got them on the website as well, as far as different articles, videos on there, and we also have the Eat Clean and Be Healthy cookbook, which is something we put together this year, which is an incredible cookbook, and it gives you a lot of the foods that I personally eat, Dad eats, pretty much the whole family contributed to this book on different meals that we've prepped and that we've built over the years that we found to be good staples for us to eat on a regular basis, and we put them together in that cookbook. So it's a great book to start with the new year, especially if you're curious on what to eat and you want to eat something that's going to taste good, and I get that. Nobody wants to eat cardboard 24/7. That's not fun at all, but you want to eat something that's going to be clean and is also going to have a healthy nutrient density to it, and is also going to keep you in good, healthy shape. Because, guys, we know we got to stay in the best physical shape we can. We got to stay prepared mentally, physically, spiritually. Only way to do that is to take care of our bodies on a regular basis and not shoving a bunch of glyphosate and GMO and high fructose corn syrup down our throats on a regular basis, because you'd be shocked when you start reading the labels, which you have to start doing. There's no option on that. You have to read the labels.
Right.
How much high fructose corn syrup is in
everything.
Food and drinks and candy and bread and ice cream? I mean, dude, you name it, there is probably a brand that has high fructose corn syrup in it. You have to be so cautious, because 100% of high fructose corn syrup is derived from GMO corn from the research that I've done now, Dad. That is just simple facts. So there's some clear-cut things you need to do if you want to stay in good shape and you want to stay healthy, and I tried to outline them the best I could there for you.
You know, back in 1988, awesome, by the way, that was excellent, the World Health Organization declared drinking alcohol a group 1 carcinogen proved to cause cancer, increasing the risk of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, osteoporosis, and breast cancer. I mean, there's no so safe dosage of humans to drink alcohol. It's just all cancer-causing, and it destroys brain cells. When you drink, enzymes in your mouth convert even small amounts of alcohol to high levels of acetaldehyde, which is a carcinogen. People who consume more than 3 drinks a day are 2 to 3 times more likelier to get oral cavity cancer to those who don't. Alcohol also damages the cells in the mouth, priming the pump for other carcinogens. Studies have found that drinking and smoking together pose a much higher risk of throat, mouth, and esophageal cancer. I mean, this list just goes on and on. Women especially are a target of the alcohol industry, and also it's much more difficult for women to process alcohol through their liver, and that's not a sexist comment, that's just a physiology comment. Acid products push alcohol as a popular and easy fix for highly stressed American women. Let's drink wine. Everybody wants to drink wine every night. No. They jumped 16% in drinking from women from 2001 to 2013, more than twice the increase in men, and the alcoholic rate related death rate for white women more than doubled from 1999 to 2015 because they're promoting you to drink drinks. Guys, 10% of the population is going to be convicted, is going to be addicted to alcohol genetically if they start drinking it. So don't do it. You can get better sleep if you don't drink, better skin, more money in the bank, mental clarity, sharpness, weight loss, increased energy, motivation, all of these things. And I've never heard anyone say, Austin, that my life was a wreck and then I started drinking and everything got better because I had alcohol. No, my brother's an alcoholic. His teeth have all fallen out. He looks like he's 40 years older than me. He's awful. This is ridiculous. And so I don't have any tolerance for people who drink on a regular basis. Now, if you want to have an occasional glass of beer or wine or whatever, a few times a year, nobody cares. But this drinking every day, not healthy. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, I'll do the write-up, go ahead and close. And tomorrow we got a great show planned for you. And, yes, we will be live tomorrow, New Year's Day. God bless you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, guys, and as we go into this new year, just remember to keep the faith, stay strong, but also continue to push forward. Always fight, always forward, never quit. We have to continue to be realist on what's going on, and we have to continue to keep pushing forward. So I agree with a lot of the ideology as far as what people are wanting to do from a faith and from a fighting forward standpoint from what's going on, and we have to continue to do that, support one another, understand we're not all going to agree on everything, but when we do, and we are going for the same cause, we have to try to do our best to support one another. So we appreciate you guys. If you need anything, be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com. We will be open tomorrow as well for a full day. We're not shutting down at all this week. We've already had enough downtime the last week at all. I can't stand taking off work and having things closed and booting back up. Just never seemed made any sense to me. But if you guys need anything, be sure to call us. The Magnesium Brain Food is on sale right now for over 20% off, and also be sure to vote for the product of the week, where it looks like the Magnesium Body Balm is pulling pretty hard with the lead right now. So check that out. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Be safe. If you're going to be driving around, probably best to stay at somebody's house tonight, not be on the roads with all the people that are going to be out and about. Understand and be aware of your surroundings all the time. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.